The theories expressed are not the only possible interpretation. Viewers are invited to make a judgment based on all available information.
Everyone watching now, please share this link via the sidebar to any and all of your social media channels. This is important. Simply ask your friends and family to give us 15 minutes. That's all we ask.
Are you being yourself?
How am I not myself?
How am I not myself?
Myself.
How am I not myself?
How am I not myself?
So, what is it that you want the most? You know, you want a home and country? What do you want with all your heart and soul? The love of your life? What would you give anything to have? More friends? More laughter? More time? You know, I think we have a lot in common, actually. Because the thing you want the most is also the thing I want the most. I want to be happy, right? You want to be happy. And the good news is, you know, as you already know, that happiness is an inside job. And how you can apply for that job is the basis for much of what I'm about to read to you. But before we go too far, you know, I'd like to make a distinction between our emotions and our intuitive feelings, the latter of which get special attention with its own, you know, part of the series, you know, what I'm talking about here down the road, but it's going to be called Gifts from Heaven, and it's from the book Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams by the author Mike Dooley, the author of Notes from the Universe. But for now, suffice it to say that when I speak of our emotions, such as happiness, sadness, anger, or depression, I'm referring to the byproducts of our experiences in time and space as filtered through our beliefs. You know, feelings, on the other hand, spring from the vastness of our present spiritual selves, typically appearing as insights, bursts of comprehension, hunches, instincts, and impulses to help us find our way, make decisions, or chart a new course. You know, but what is happiness? You know, it's the emotion that we spontaneously experience whenever we think the circumstances of our lives are favorable, in harmony, and pleasing to us. Well, you know, whenever we think of the circumstances in our life as favorable, right? This is really great news because it means that we can decide when we'll feel happy based on our perceptions of the circumstances in our lives. And since we know that the circumstances of time and space are just a reflection of our thoughts in time and space, we also know that we can change the circumstances we don't like by working on our thoughts and beliefs. The short-term fix is that, you know, that will bring about happiness is to change our perception of the circumstances that seem unpleasant. And the long-term fix is to begin the work of aligning our thoughts and beliefs with all that we want the future to hold so that we can change those circumstances. Both are viable options, but because we've already talked at length about how to affect change in the near future by working with our thoughts and beliefs, you know, this part that I'm talking about right now will be a lot more about our emotions in the present, or better still, our perception of the circumstances that now surround us. You know, and think about a perception in our view of the world and of ourselves. You know, it's there through our beliefs. You know, it's in the eye of the beholder. So I'll give you a personal example. When my brother and mother and I first started Tut, Totally Unique T-Shirts, the business that preceded my writing and speaking career, it was actually a slow going deal. Like, world headquarters was crammed into my tiny Orlando apartment. And I remembered one beautiful work day in the spring of that year when I decided to give myself a little break. I went to my apartment's community swimming pool just to relax and soak up the sun. You know, up until that time, you know, I'd worked for PW. So I thought I could now enjoy some of the slow time that you sometimes encounter when starting a new business. But unfortunately, my beliefs about working hard, sacrificing, and struggling as necessities, you know, like hardships for starting my own business, you know, left me feeling incredibly guilty, lazy, and unhappy. My morning by the pool was pretty miserable. Had I thought to change my perceptions that morning, I could have, you know, seen my time spent by this poolside as evidence that, you know, I was on the right path towards making my dreams come true. I could have understood that I did deserve to enjoy life as I pleased. And then from that perspective, I could have really enjoyed that spring air and the cool water, listening to the birds and fully appreciating, you know, the paradise I lived in. But instead, I derided myself for not working harder, and I worried that I was being negligent in my responsibilities. But fortunately, I'd remembered that morning well, and have often looked back at the lessons learned, because within just 2 short years, TUT became, you know, it began breaking the $1 million mark in annual sales. And looking back, I now realize that if only that spring morning I had any idea of just how well our company would be soon doing, like, and just how effective my efforts were, you know, I'd have wholeheartedly enjoyed myself. You know, these days, whenever I feel beset with guilt or doubt about what I'm doing or whether I'm working hard enough, I examine my beliefs, change my perceptions, and think to myself, oh, Jasper, if you only knew how well you're going to be doing in the near future, you'd really just relax and enjoy today for all that it already is. You know, so the emotions of happiness, which is, you know, what we're all really after, it's just a product of our perception, like all emotions. And our perceptions are a product of our beliefs. Do you want to change how you see something? Just look at your beliefs. And in an instant like this, you know, instances like this, finding your beliefs is relatively easy because you already have a clear starting point, the unpleasant emotions that you're feeling. You know, in this way, emotions, particularly happiness, are not only something to strive towards, but they're also powerful indicators pointing at beliefs that are holding us back from seeing things in a new light. They tell us exactly where our thinking lies and thus where our beliefs lie. And whenever they're unpleasant, you know, they serve as a reminder that our present perception is not based on truth, but on a misrepresentation of truth.
When you hear this sound, turn the page.
Hey, so what is it that you want the most? You know, I was recently reminded of how powerful our beliefs are in forming our perceptions and thus in determining how we feel. When my relationship with a girlfriend ended, it was extremely painful for me during the first week, first month, whatever, you know, complete with that mild feeling of nausea and, you know, the literal pains of a broken heart. But during that first week, there were also spells of uncertainty with regard to our dating status, or at least, you know, in my mind, when all of a sudden I perceived that things between us were on amend. Much to my surprise, during those moments of believing that things were on amend, my painful emotions and their related physical symptoms completely vanished in a split second. In fact, during those moments, which never lasted more than about a half a day, but I remember wondering how it was even possible that I could have been so absolutely devastated by the breakup. Then, without warning, a new conversation or insight of my own would indicate that the relationship was in fact over and throw me back into that, you know, black despair. So even during those brief, you know, reprieves, like while thinking I was again on top of the world, I was still blind to the beliefs that hinged my happiness and self-love on another person. So this flip-flopping happened several times in the week in the next following months, but they always have the same observation on my part. If I hadn't experienced this for myself, I don't think I could have easily believed the instantaneous power that my beliefs had on my perceptions of myself and consequently on the way I felt emotionally. Now when, I have a low spell, I think back of the realization and remember that anything unpleasant I'm feeling is based on a poor perception or belief of my situation. Knowing how quickly I can begin feeling better, I immediately began thinking more enlightened thoughts that expand the boundaries of my beliefs and perceptions. I start expecting to feel better, and then I do feel better. Just as I witnessed the profound power of my beliefs had on my happiness, I realize that our beliefs can do this with any and all of our emotions. We're only ever just like a thought away from allowing ourselves to possess new beliefs that will fill us with unspeakable joy, profound happiness, and a complete sense of well-being. Like right now, literally right here, right now. Because all the power in the world resides right here, right now. Every magician knows that. What if today someone came to you, someone like the God most people believe in, and definitively like just told you that in the immediate future, all your dreams would manifest. The psychological and physical changes that you would go through are more than you could even comprehend. You'd be elated, confident, relieved, excited, happy, accepting of the world, and so much more. You'd breeze through the rest of the day, no matter what surprises it might hold. Nothing could faze you. You'd be indomitable, unstoppable, and walking on air. So how about it right now? Right here, right now. Why don't you tell yourself that all your dreams will soon manifest? What would it take? You hold the key. The world is your oyster, right? So, and you've been given the freedom to think as you choose and to thereby create whatever you can imagine. Our emotions color our every experience. Without them, what would matter? Like nothing would matter, absolutely nothing. If it weren't for our emotions, what would we pursue? What would motivate us? What would you care about? Like nothing. Our emotions are rich with reward and lessons. And the good ones are worth slogging through the bad ones to receive those benefits. Emotions gives our lives meaning and reason. And the unpleasant ones serve us by hinting at how we can get back on track with life's truths. They spark a desire for a better life, and they inspire us to take on challenges. Not challenges that will squash us, but challenges that will enlighten us. Think about it. That's some good stuff. I think we're going to talk about some of these challenges here. It's in our human nature to love challenges, right? Because we know deep down that every challenge is surmountable and that we are special, destined to prevail, that we cannot fail, and that in the end, we'll reign triumphant, emotionally fulfilled, and wealthier for the wisdom imparted by our emotions that keep us on track. Facing challenges doesn't have to be an unhappy affair, especially when you realize that your challenges are gifts that will bring you greater understanding and the deeper happiness that you can now imagine. And a deeper happiness that you can now imagine. Like spiritually speaking, no matter who you are, where you are, or what your issues are, given the infinite number of adventures that we can choose from, you will always eternally end up on top. Besides, how adventurous would life be if we were, if we were challenge free, if we were all had perfect bodies, perfect self-esteem, and lived in perfect cushy little lives, blah, right? But what if painful as they may temporarily be, we could litter the course with obstacles on the sole condition that they could all be overcome. And what if we knew that the playing field held the potential for our realization of our greatest hopes and dreams, and that no single pearl we might face would be insurmountable? Pretty cool concept, isn't it? But it's definitely not for every celestial couch potato. This is a concept suited only to adventurers willing to be rocked and taught by their emotions. It's an adventure perfect for you, eh? The very sway of our emotions reveals a path to a new kind of enlightenment, a gateway of wisdom and peace, unknown before time and space warped into being. Here, your emotions appear as signposts to be promised land, to a promised land, and what feels right and pleasing beckons us further. Meanwhile, emotions, you know, that are unpleasant or disconcerting can serve to open our hearts to deeper understanding. Together, your emotions join the choir of the inner voices, speaking to you by way of your feelings and impulses and nudging you onward through your self-made obstacle course of matters and events. Listen, people manifest their thoughts. There's little accomplishment there, but as our thoughts propel us through life, so do they send us through a kaleidoscope of emotions, each adding a precious jewel to our crowns of compassion and understanding. That's why it's the journey and not the destination that matters so much in time and space, for it's during the journey that emotions color our experiences while providing feedback and insight to our beliefs. Our emotions appear as a psychological reaction to the objects and events that we've thought to life, you know, right? Literally thought them into life with an intensity based entirely on our ability to understand these same objects and events. The less understanding we possess, the more discomfort, even pain we feel. The more understanding we possess, the more joy and acceptance we feel. If acknowledged and allowed, unpleasant emotions provide a natural therapy administered in just the right dose at just the right time. These emotions are so effective that their presence alone is often enough to rectify misunderstandings. We can easily witness this in the sober and sobbing child who spontaneously bursts into laughter after, even before her tears have dried, right? Like, but our emotions needn't bring you to tears for you to benefit and learn from them. They're like a river that runs through us. You know, you constantly carrying a wealth that needs only your recognition to be spent. They're a resource that can enable you at any time to find where your thinking is, deduce what your beliefs are, and understand what kind of life you're in the process of creating. So I'm going to take a little bit of time here, and this, you know, the next one that I'm gonna read to you, but you know, talking about some of the more common emotions that we have, sharing with you how and why they appear in our lives and what their presence often means. First among these emotions, of course, is love. So when I get back to you, that's what we'll be reading from. My name is Jasper. You've been listening to Where the Sidewalk Ends, the unconventional podcast, Predictably Unpredictable. I want to say thank you very much to my listeners out there and to my number one subscriber and anybody else listening. If you like what you're hearing, please support me, follow me, subscribe, and share with your friends. Namaste. Aloha. You understand? No wind.
can drive my bark astray. Nor change the tide of destiny. So man's highest demand is for the divine design of his life. There is for each man perfect self-expression. There is a place which he is to fill and no one else can fill. Something which he is to do, which no one else can do. It is his destiny. This achievement is held in the perfect idea in divine mind, awaiting man's recognition. As the imagining faculty is the creative faculty, it is necessary for man to see the idea before he can manifest. So man's highest demand is for the divine design of his life. He may not have the faintest conception of what it is, for there is, possibly, some marvelous talent hidden deep within him. His demand should be, Infinite Spirit, open thy way for the divine design of my life to manifest. Let the genius within me now be released. Let me see clearly the perfect plan. The perfect plan includes health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression. This is the square of life, which brings perfect happiness. When one has made this demand, he may find great changes taking place in his life, for nearly every man has wandered far from the divine design. I know, in one woman's case, it was as though a cyclone had struck her affairs, but readjustments came quickly, and the new wonderful conditions took place of old ones. Perfect self-expression will never be labor, but of such absorbing interest that it will seem almost like play. The student knows, also, as man comes into the world financed by God, the supply needed for his perfect self-expression will be at hand. Many a genius have struggled for years with the problem of supply when his spoken word and faith would have released quickly the necessary funds. For example, after class one day, a man came to me and handed me a cent. He said, I have just 7 cents in the world, and I am going to give you one, for I have faith in the power of your spoken word. I want you to speak the word for my perfect self-expression and prosperity. Well, I spoke the word and did not see him again until a year later. He came in one day, successful and happy, with a roll of yellow bills in his pocket. He said, immediately after you spoke the word, I had a position offered to me in a distant city and am now demonstrating health, happiness, and supply. A woman's perfect self-expression may be in becoming a perfect wife, a perfect mother, a perfect homemaker, and not necessarily in having a public career. Demand definitely leads, and the way will be made easy and successful. That's on the perfect self-expression of the divine design. Florence Scovel Shinn, beautiful New Age thinker of her times. I enjoyed reading that way. I think I'm going to try that again with the next one. So stay tuned, and hopefully you like these little shorts. Maybe they'll be a little more recognition. Thank you to all my followers out there. They're out there. Thank you to everybody that supports me, and wishing everyone a fantastic day.
Hi, everyone. This is Jasper, your host of Where the Sidewalk Ends. Thank you for joining. And I'm going to start tonight off with a little bit of inspiration. Do not let your fire go out. Spark by irreplaceable spark. The hopeless swamps of the not quite, the not yet, and the not at all. Do not let the hero in your soul perish in lonely frustration for the life you deserve and have never been able to reach. Listen, the world you desire, it can be won. It does exist. It is real. It's more than possible. It is yours. Now, I'm going to listen to this shit. I'm probably going to play both of these. And let's do a little you don't care, though. Q&A, right? Q&A. You have no intentions of making me feel I say anymore. Maybe I don't have... Maybe I'm not that blessed, but... Sometimes I want to think I am. But don't we all... Don't we all want to be special somehow? Even though none of us are, but we all are. Wrong with me? Like a fucking snowflake.
When you eventually see through the veils to how things really are, you will keep saying again and again, this is certainly not like we thought it was.